From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian officials say the army found a mass grave on the northeastern edge of Palmyra after it recaptured the ancient city from Islamic State militants. Authorities say there were at least 40 bodies in a grave, including women and children. Syrian government forces backed by heavy Russian air support drove the militants out of Palmyra late last month. Palmyra is known as the Bride of the Desert because of artifacts and structures there dating back thousands of years. Flights are set to resume on a limited basis today at the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out a deadly attack nearly 2 weeks ago. Those blasts there and a nearby metro station killed 32 people and destroyed the airport's departure area. Arnaud Feist is chief executive of the airport. He speaks with reporters about the process of reopening the facilities.
A temporary construction is implemented next to the connector on the tarmac. Only passengers coming from the car park will have access to this zone via the bus station. In this construction, first 4 lanes, then 8 lanes are installed with metal detectors and X-ray screening equipment to screen all passengers and their luggage.
Three Brussels Airlines flights are scheduled to depart tonight, airport calling them symbolic flights, with more to be added in coming days. Witnesses are saying 7 people, including in 3 intelligence security officers, have died in 3 separate shootings in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Violence comes just a day after a U.S. airstrike killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab militant group. Al-Shabaab militants have been linked to the Al-Qaeda terror network. This is VOA News. Kenya is marking the 1-year anniversary of the brutal Al-Shabaab attack on Nairobi's Garissa University that killed 148, most of them students. Mohammed Yusuf has details.
In central Nairobi, a handful of parents met in a public park to remember the victims of the Garissa University attack. The parents lit candles and one after the other stood to talk about their loss and to give words of encouragement to help others overcome their loss. In April 2015, a group of armed men from the militant group Al-Shabaab stormed the university before sunrise and started killing the students. Al-Shabaab militants said they attacked the campus in retaliation for Kenyan military operations in Somalia. The siege at Garissa went on for at least 12 hours. Kenyan security forces were severely criticized for their slow response. According to local media, it took them at least 7 hours to reach the university. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Turkish Coast Guard intercepted more than 60 migrants and refugees in the Aegean Sea as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos. The group, including Syrians, transported to a western Turkish town, that in compliance with the EU-Turkey deal that takes effect tomorrow. Amnesty International says Turkey has been rounding up and forcibly sending about 100 refugees back to Syria nearly every day since January. Meantime, the United Nations reminded Turkey of its obligation toward refugees. Here is UN Refugee Agency spokesperson Melissa Fleming.
Obviously, safeguards need to be put in place before this deal could be implemented in a way that we believe would be legal and safe for people.
In exchange for Turkey accepting Syrian refugees, Turkey would get financial aid, visa-free travel across the EU for Turkish citizens, and an accelerated EU membership process. Heavy fighting erupting between rival Armenian Azerbaijan and the 10th separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Azerbaijani officials say 12 soldiers were killed. Armenia's president says 18 Armenian soldiers are dead, both sides reporting civilian casualties, each side blaming the other for setting off the fighting and violating a 2-decade-old ceasefire, fighting also reported last month. U.S. presidential primaries returned Tuesday after a 10-day break, with Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump and Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton both facing the possibility of losing in the state of Wisconsin. Polls are showing that Republican Ted Cruz is out first, the Democrat Bernie Sanders out in front of Clinton going into Wisconsin.
That's the latest world news from VOA.